So your fourth solo album, Universal Favorite, came out last week, and you sing on this one. What made you decide to sing this time around?
This record was initially conceived as an opportunity to demonstrate the sounds that could emanate from the banjo in a purely solo setting. And as I started putting the set list together, I felt like I was teetering on the edge of this becoming a banjo recital. And I didn't really want the record or the show to become that exclusively. As an instrumentalist, there's really nothing as rewarding as getting to support a great singer and to play to serve the song. Singing and being able to play these songs with vocals was a more kind of honest representation of who I am musically.
Your bandmate Chris Thiele has taken over Prairie Home Companion, and you have this new solo record. So what's next for the Punch Brothers?
We're looking forward to getting a whole batch of new music up and running. We have a bunch of starts to new material, and we're going back out on the road in June, making our way eventually to Colorado to play the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. It's always been a really healthy thing for Punch Brothers that everybody has so many musical outlets outside of the band. I've seen with other bands people get threatened by various solo projects, and people try to keep that time minimum because they feel like it could threaten the group. Everybody has such wide-ranging interests. There's no sense of obligation that we have to do it because it's a business or it's a machine. It's the music that keeps us coming back to each other. If there was one song that I felt like was kind of the prototypical example of how I write music or who I am as a banjo player, I would say the opening track, Waveland. The notes of the banjo are almost like a constellation, but the constellation that comes out, this melody, is very singable.
What do you want the audience to take away from your performance at the Wheeler?
It would be a success if people left feeling like they heard things that they hadn't heard before coming from the banjo, or if they were humming one of the melodies from the songs, or if they laughed more than they thought they would laugh at a banjo show. This is the set I would put forward if I was the last man standing on Earth.
That was Grammy-nominated banjo artist Noam Pikelny. I'm Claire Woodcock at the Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.